Prior to being here in South Sudan, I served 6 months in the area of Kosovo, Macedonia, just north of Greece in Europe. And from the year 2009-2010, I was also serving in the region of Israel and Palestine, West Bank.
Now, comparing your experiences in those areas and to South Sudan, I mean, what are the challenges?
I would think the greatest challenge is the sheer new aspect of South Sudan. So much of the infrastructure that we would take for granted in other nations in this world simply are non-existent here in South Sudan. So the challenge is that the agencies that you would normally work with within a government are just not well established. Also, the general nature of the level of poverty here in South Sudan is also a challenge by virtue of the road network, the airfields, and the businesses that we would normally deal with as a logistics group, which is what I'm belonging in. Those things that we would normally rely a great deal on are in limited or in poor state, so it makes the challenge to support the mission itself more acute than anywhere else.
There was some attack and some of the peacekeepers were killed. So what do you think is the feeling of the peacekeepers in South Sudan following this incident?
As a military member, we understand there are risks when we choose to serve in nations such as South Sudan where conflict exists on a day-to-day basis. Clearly, everyone feels that the attack was an unfortunate tragedy. The loss of life of any type is regrettable. And the fact that UN peacekeepers were specifically targeted and in this case killed and others were injured, including South Sudanese national staff and business entrepreneurs and such, overall it's still it's a tragedy that we need to avoid any way possible. And we can only hope that our continued dialogue with all the parties' concerns, we can prevent something from this from happening again.
Besides those challenges, of course, what are the incentives or, let's say, benefits of being as a peacekeeper?
The two primary benefits actually relate to the people that you end up working with. There is the United Nations staff who are just as excited and enthusiastic about being here and experiencing Africa, a part of the world that perhaps they've never been to, as it is the case for myself. But I think the next great benefit is actually seeing the small improvements that we can make within the country of South Sudan and the effects that that brings to the citizens of the country itself.
I mean, how satisfied are you that you might have actually helped make life of someone comfortable?
I'm actually quite satisfied. My tour here is almost complete. I'll have been here 11 months out of the 12-month assignment. And in the time that I've been here, I've seen a significant buildup of the county support bases that are spread throughout the country, the improvement to the infrastructure in the state capitals that support the presence of our UN staff. So by simply making it easier for the UN staff to reach out and work with the people of South Sudan and the government of South Sudan, I believe those are the significant improvements that we can be proud of here on this mission.
How can the strategies you are taught to employ here help in work when you have wrapped up your assignment and return to your home?
I would think the most practical experience from my time here that I can use back home is one of consultation and negotiation. Clearly, getting anything done in a country that is not your own, with an agency that is multi-ethnic and multinational like the UN, in order to get anything done, it requires cooperation amongst the different groups within the mission or between the mission and the government of South Sudan.
Just to wrap up this interview, what are your views on UN peacekeeping?
I believe in the idea of UN peacekeeping. Everyone at some point in time needs help, including countries. And with the novelty or the newness of South Sudan, and given the fact that it was created out of a conflict with its northern neighbor, we can clearly see that South Sudan is in need of assistance.